Watch, James Younger at 3 years, Mommy Tells Me I'm a Girl. By Dr. Susan Berry on October 24, 2019. Jeffrey Younger, the father of a young boy whose mother is reportedly transitioning him to become a girl, has shared a video of his son at 3 years of age in which he tells his father, Mommy Tells Me I'm a Girl. On his Save James website, which serves as a crowdfunding site, Jeffrey Younger, the father of now 7-year-old James, features a video he recorded of his son at age 3. In the video, Younger asks his son, You're a boy, right? No, James replied. I'm a girl. Who told you you're a girl? The father asked. Mommy, the boy responded. So, mommy told you you're a girl? Younger asked. Uh-huh, James said. In response to his father's questions, James said his mother puts dresses on him, paints his nails, and puts hair clips in his hair. She tells me I'm a girl, James said. Do you think you're a girl? Jeffrey asked his son. Uh-huh, the boy replied. James is at the center of a high-conflict custody battle between Younger and his ex-wife, Dr. Ann Georgulis, a pediatrician who reportedly diagnosed James with gender dysphoria, a psychological disorder that is characterized by a child's persistent, consistent, and insistent assertion of their cross-gender statements and behaviors. A jury in Dallas decided Monday against Younger's attempt to block his ex-wife's plan to start their 7-year-old son on puberty blockers and ultimately continue with cross-sex hormones in order to facilitate gender transition. The case has created a firestorm as more evidence is revealing the psychological and physical damage that is done to young children when their parents consent to puberty blockers before the children are capable of understanding the consequences. The Food and Drug Administration, FDA, has documented thousands of deaths in adults linked to hormone blocker Lupron, one that is now used as a puberty blocker for children who suffer from gender dysphoria or claim to be transgender. Lupron is being used, without formal FDA approval, as a puberty blocker on the increasing number of children and adolescents who are being diagnosed in the US and the UK with gender dysphoria. This is being done with the support of the American Academy of Pediatrics and the Endocrine Society, despite the fact there is no evidence that such hormonal treatments actually benefit children and adolescents with the psychological disorder. The jury decided Georgulis has full authority to continue to transition James, who is being renamed Luna, reported LifeSite News. The battle between Younger and Georgulis intensified last year when James's mother threatened Younger with a child abuse charge because he would not affirm their son as a transgender child. Georgulis petitioned to modify the parent-child relationship while referring to James as a gender-expansive or transgender child who by choice now goes by the name Luna. James's mother sought to terminate Younger's parental rights because James behaved as a boy when he was with his father. Georgulis also wanted Younger to pay for their son's counseling with a therapist who will affirm his transgender identity and his need for transgender hormonal treatments, which may begin at age 8. The court prohibited Younger from dressing him as a boy or from sharing faith-based or biologically based scientific teachings on sexuality, even though family friends who have observed James when he is in his father's care reportedly affirm he dresses and behaves as a boy by his own choosing. James's transition therapist reportedly continued to identify him as Luna and to place him on track for gender transition. According to the Texan, Younger and Georgulis were married in 2010 and decided to have children through in vitro fertilization, IVF. They requested male children through the IVF process that was successful, and their twin boys were born in 2012, the Texan reported and added. Because of a family tradition to name the male children with the initials JDY, and because of the biblical reference to the brothers of Jesus, Younger and Georgulis decided to name the children James and Jude. At the time, both parents were members of the Orthodox Church. Georgulis has reportedly said James began to imitate female characters from the Disney film Frozen. She said he asked for a girl's toy at McDonald's and asked to wear dresses, according to the report. The mother reportedly said she contacted the GE Nisus Clinic at Children's Hospital Center. She was then referred to Rebecca Auer for counseling, who recommended a process of affirmation and suggested a social transition for James should begin with a young child going to school dressed as a girl named Luna. The battle reportedly escalated between the two parents when Younger learned Georgulis was socially transitioning James.